Number, please.
Hello?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Alex. After a couple of weeks of comedies, I've got some science fiction for you today. This is a film called The Vast of Night. It stars newcomers Sierra McCormick and Jake Horowitz, and it's directed by Andrew Patterson. This is his feature film debut. This film, The Vast of Night, is set in the late 1950s, a carefree time when endemic racism and police brutality didn't exist.
Why do you think no one listens to you?
I think part of it's because I'm black. I'm sorry if that's a problem.
No, I don't think it is.
And the only thing America had to be worried about was the fear of communism. It's a small town in New Mexico, probably not that far from Roswell. Most of the town are at a high school basketball game, but Nerdy Faye, played by McCormick, and fast-talking Everett, played by Horowitz, have to work at their respective night jobs at the local telephone exchange and the radio station. It's business as usual for Faye for a while until her calls start cutting out. Then the phone rings and she gets a very strange sound on the other end of the line. Thinking Everett might be interested, she calls him so he can record the sound and play it over the radio. Then things start to get really weird, spooky, and mysterious. The first mystery being, what are the two main characters saying? The director and writers of this film are obviously fans of the Aaron Sorkin, Amy Sherman Palladino style of film and TV making. There's lots of fast talking, and it's really hard to catch what people are saying. But this fast talking is minus the pop culture references, the burns, or the sickly sentimentality characteristic of the two writers I mentioned before. Though I suppose this entire film could be a pop culture reference in itself. Director Andrew Patterson also likes using long tracking shots to give parts of the film a bit of extra urgency, though it feels a bit gimmicky at times, and there's a lot of running around and driving around, which just seems to lead to nowhere, and I can't work out why he actually does it. For a sci-fi thriller, there are minimal visual effects in The Vast of Night, the director allowing dialogue and sound design to create the drama. Much is left to the viewer's imagination. It's a bit like a radio play, perhaps, as we're forced to rely on stories from a caller to the radio station and a local crackpot, or is she, to sort of fill in the blanks.
Hello, this is Everett the Maverick Sloan, WOTW.
I can tell you what's going on.
But what our caller and crackpot have to say makes what's happening even less clear, if not downright confusing. Well, it was for me anyway. The stories are vague and ambiguous and touch on many alien encounter tropes from the 1950s right through to today. I was none the wiser as to what the sounds were or why they were in the sky or what the things making the sounds actually wanted. Whilst I was confused, this style of storytelling and filmmaking will probably appeal to fans of shows like The Twilight Zone or The X-Files. For millennials listening, The Twilight Zone has nothing to do with vampires and teenage girls falling in love. This film is actually bookended by a fictitious intro and outro to a fictitious 1950s TV show called The Paradox Theatre Hour. It's sort of like a Twilight Zone type show.
You are entering Paradox Theatre.
The Vast of Night, with its emphasis on dialogue and sound-driven drama and minimal visual effects, is very stylish and interesting to watch for a while. It certainly captures the feeling of anti-communist paranoia and the type of science fiction films being made at the time. But I couldn't help but feel that 90 minutes might have been a bit long for this film. It may have actually been better as a Paradox Theatre hour. A shorter opening sequence, less running and driving around to nowhere in particular, the caller and the crackpot maybe getting to the point a bit quicker, could have saved us a lot of time. And who just walks away from their jobs as an exchange operator or radio DJ to chase the origins of a mysterious sound? Who are these 1950s teens with millennial attitudes towards responsibility? I'm not buying it. Perhaps The Vast of Night might have worked just as well as a radio drama. The sound and dialogue created the drama and tension. The visuals certainly didn't fill in any information gaps, for me anyway. If you do have a very vivid imagination, there is much to like about this film. But The Vast of Night will probably leave many other viewers in the dark.
I like the fact that one of them is a radio DJ and left to go and, you know, figure out this kind of sci-fi type world. But also, I haven't seen a sci-fi film in a while, so I'm still excited to see it, even though it should maybe be an audio drama.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an audio drama. I mean, that was just my impression of the film. A lot of fans of old school sci-fi will really appreciate this film. And also, if you're into radio, I think you will get a kick out of seeing the old school radio studio set up and the mystery of hearing strange sounds and that sort of thing.
Well, you're talking to the right audience. Hey, Michael, thank you so much. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.
There's something in the sky.